No subject is terrible if the story is true, if the prose is clean and honest, and if it affirms courage and grace under pressure.
Prairie Writers.
Prairie Writers.
Prairie Writers.
This week, Stealing John Hancock by H. and Hay Christensen.
I'm here with Hazza and Allie Christensen, or H and A Christensen as they call themselves, as a writing duo, and they are a mother and daughter writing team. So your latest book is called Stealing John Hancock. It's a thriller, and this really gets off to a fast start. In the first two chapters, we're introduced to an elaborate real estate fraud. I like the way you call it, a stolen house, basically. And then it goes from there where a person, John Hancock, is basically framed for the fraud and then needs to sort of clear his name. So this book is big on cons, but it's also big on hacking. So how would you describe it? Is it more of a cyber thriller, more of a crime thriller, or a blend of the two? What do you think?
I would describe it as a literary thriller because it's definitely very fast-paced, and we tried to really keep the reader engaged on a plotting front, but we also wanted to have the depth of character and theme to it to give people something to think about and to have something that will stick around with the reader after the fact.
Hence the literary. So, you know, speaking of this character, I guess he goes by J.P. Hancock. I think you pulled off something really tricky for writers here, which is, you know, you made him very flawed, but also very likable at the same time. I find that's a hard trick to balance. Did you struggle with that, or did the character just kind of come naturally to both of you?
Well, it's good to hear you describe him like that, because that is what we were going for, so yay. but yes, I'd say it was a hard balance to strike, and we did, through editing phases and multiple rewrites, we did tweak him quite a bit. We wanted him to be coming from a place where he was really struggling in the start. I mean, to be honest, at the start of the book, he's kind of a bit of a wreck. He's directionless, although he keeps trying different things, but none of them seem to work out. And he's sort of chasing after the American dream and after this sort of elusive notion of success. Mm-hmm. But he also has really a heart of gold. And I think that really comes through in his relationship with his grandmother and just through his anxiety, really. You get to see how real he is and the things that he's struggling with.
So I have to ask about research. Like you say, a book like this, it's got a lot of ins and outs, partly in the cyber world, partly in the literary world. But is this a topic you knew a lot about, or did one of you know a lot about this, or did you really have to go down that rabbit hole of the cyber world to learn about all the things that are in this book?
Well, we had to do a lot of research, and actually the story started out because of a newspaper article that we read, which was on a mortgage fraud. It was a similar scam, and someone did lose a house, and we thought, wow, can you actually do this and lose a house? So first we started with researching different mortgage frauds and house stealing scams. And then through the course of the novel, we had a lot of research to do. We had to learn about the dark net and ease and a lot about the RCMP. And we had some really great RCMP officers that met with us and helped us with all of the ins and outs of that police organization.
So, of course, Google is always a fantastic help for any research. But past that, connecting with actual people in these realms, like we had a darknet source and an NFT source. And what we found is that people are really usually happy to talk to writers about their area of expertise. And it's a lot of fun to learn about things that you actually knew nothing about before.
Yeah, part of me doesn't understand how writers wrote books before Google, but at the same time, you know, it is nice to go back to those old-fashioned ways of research, right? Just sitting down with people, just learning about their craft, and just going from there, right?
It's true. Research would have been very different before the internet.
It starts out with an actual paper, newspaper article.
So I've always been curious about writing partners. Like, what does the process look like for that? Are you actually sitting next to each other, figuring the words out together, or is it sort of a tag team process? Like, how does that work?
Well, for a lot of the writing, we weren't even in the same country. Hazza was living in Barbados, and I was I'm in the Toronto area. And so we used screen sharing technology to just meet every day and sit down and write. And I was very jealous as the ocean crashed in the background.
So wait, one of you was in Canada writing this book, one of you was in Barbados, and yet you chose to set it in Canada?
Well, actually, Barbados does come in at the end. We did throw a little bit of Barbados in there.
Okay, I haven't gotten that far yet, so I apologize. But...
It actually spans three countries because part of the book takes place in New York also.
I understand you originally envisioned this book as a screenplay. Any reason for the choice to go to a novel route instead?
Well, yes. We really like the visual aspect of a screenplay. And it is a thriller, and it is very fast-paced and plot-intensive. But we really wanted to explore some themes with it. You know, we wanted to explore the characters more and what constitutes identity and, you know, how we figure out what makes us happy. And so we wanted to broaden what we were talking about.
And the novel medium just gives you a little more leeway. I mean, you lose one tool with a novel, and that is that you lose the visual component. That's the biggest tool that you lose. But you also gain a lot of tools as well. Like, you have more access to internal monologue, although you do have some of that in a screenplay, but more room for exposition and also just more time and space. Like, a novel is a bigger project. You've got more words to work with, so it allows you to have a little more depth to it.
And also, as we started fleshing out characters, we had a few characters that we really cared to say more about. And so we, you know, our protagonist is a guy, and so is our antagonist, but we have three very strong female characters, and so we wanted to say more about them also.
And when we started the outline, we were thinking screenplay. Then as we got going and we realized sort of the material we had to work with here, we thought it warranted a novel. Although we have the screen rights to it have been optioned, so we are thinking we are thinking movie as well.
Oh wow, that's amazing!
Yeah, so I think it would make an amazing film. But we did want to start off with a novel format because we wanted to go for that level of depth in the story.
Oh great! Well, I missed the book launch, so invite me to the movie premiere then.
All right, got it.
As a team, a lot of the tools of screenwriting came in very handy because we did a lot of, you know, scene fleshing out. We outlined the entire story fairly meticulously before we started writing.
That's one thing I did notice about this book is that it is very scene-based in a lot of ways, right? Like, you know, you're put into a room with characters and it's just kind of about them interacting in a lot of ways, you know, whereas some books can be a little bit more broad in that sense. So yeah, it did have a little bit of a visual flair. I could definitely notice, you know, your background in screenwriting in this book.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's good to hear because we were actually striving for that. Because as I said before, we originally envisioned it as a screenplay. And when we decided to switch over to novel format, we had the conversation and we made the decision. We're like, let's try to make this as visual as possible on the page.
Anything else you guys wanted to add? Or?
Well, I think we both would like to add that we would like to thank our publishers.
Yes.
Turnstone in Winnipeg, and they've just been amazing guiding us through this process, you know, for our first novel. If we could throw out a thanks to them, that would be nice.
Awesome. Well, the book is Stealing John Hancock. You can get it now. This has been Hesa and Ali Christensen. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having us.